The American Red Cross reports there is an urgent need for all blood types, especially as the Labor Day holiday travel weekend gets closer. Communications manager for the American Red Cross, Danielle Ray, tells why the summertime can lead to a need for blood donations.
People are on vacation, traveling. There are other summer activities that keep them away from blood donation or keep blood donation off the priority list, you know. And another issue is that, you know, we hold a lot of blood drives through the school year on college campuses and high school campuses. During the school year, those blood drives account for about 20% of our blood donations. So we don't see as many of those donors coming back to donate through the summer months while they're out of school, and we're not holding as many of those blood drives on school campuses. So those are a few of the different reasons why we see a decline in donations through the summer.
And Ray tells how much blood donations have declined.
Well, right now across the nation over the last 11 weeks, the Red Cross has seen an 8% decline. That is about 80,000 fewer donations than we expected nationwide. Right here in our region across Arkansas, we've seen actually a sharper decline. We've seen a 23% decline. So that's a 23% shortfall from expectations here in our area. That's about 4,000 units of blood short of where we expected we would be this time of year.
And Ray says this call for blood donors can help store up blood for use.
Well, you know, right now we're not in a shortage, but what we're working to do is to prevent a shortage situation. And so that's why we're asking for the public's help now, is because, you know, when we get into a shortage, that's when hospitals are not getting the blood that they need. And so that's when it could really affect patients. So we want to prevent that situation if we can. So we're asking for the public's help. You know, each donation that we come up short, each day donations come up short, there's less blood available for patients. So we can take action now, have people come out and donate. Maybe you donated already this summer, so you're eligible again. So come on out and donate again. Or maybe there's somebody that has not donated before, or they haven't donated in a very long time. This is a perfect time for you to come out and help the patients that might need that blood.
And she tells what the blood is used for.
It's used for so many different types of patients, you know, trauma victims, people who have routine surgeries, you know, heart surgery or transplants. Those are all patients that would get blood transfusions. You know, another very common use of blood transfusions is for mothers after childbirth. Sometimes there are complications in childbirth and they'll have to receive blood transfusions. Or babies that are born prematurely. So many, really. Cancer patients, you know, there are so many patients that need blood and platelet transfusions on a daily basis across the state and across the nation.
And that's Danielle Ray, who says donors of all blood types are needed, especially those who have type O negative, B negative, and A negative blood. More information on upcoming blood drives and more information available on our website, kasu.org.